friends. I'm your host, Erin Port, and welcome to the Simple Purposeful Living Podcast. Life can be overwhelming and busy, so once a week, I invite you to join me, and together we will make simple tweaks to uncomplicate the hard parts of our life so we can spend more time doing what we love. You don't have to overhaul your life to love it, so let's get started. Welcome back, friends. I'm so glad you're here. Today, we're going to be talking about meal planning. If that gives you the heebie-jeebies, you're not alone. I recently came across a study that said 30% of people under the age of 40 said the worst part about growing up is having to plan what's for dinner. So I'm here to tell you, it doesn't have to be fancy to feed your family, and meal planning doesn't have to make you want to pull out your hair. It actually should simplify your life on purpose. I know many people have different contexts about what meal planning is. Some think it's 21 meals planned a week. Some people think it's a specific diet like paleo or whole 30. But really, at the core of what meal planning is just a game plan for how you're going to feed your family. If you want to be successful at dinner time, you need a game plan. And a game plan for this is meal planning. Every week, I go about putting my vitamins in a little vitamin container. And the reason is it simplifies my life on purpose all week. So one week I didn't do it. And every day it was such a pain, and I wasn't as likely to actually take my vitamins because I had to take out all of my different pill boxes and divvy them all out every single day. And it just was so cumbersome. And it's the same idea when it comes to meal planning, that if you do a little bit of work up front at the beginning of the week, just like when I pull out my pill box and put all of my different vitamins in one time per week, it actually simplifies my life later. My future self is so much more thankful. It's the same thing with meal planning. We're going to take a little bit of time up front. We're going to plan out some meals. We're going to grab our groceries. And then every night at dinner time, when it's 5 o'clock and everybody is starving, we're not going to be pulling our hair out and asking the dreaded question, what's for dinner? You're not going to have to dread that question anymore. So the first step in creating a successful meal plan is to get a spiral bound notebook. Now, our best-selling 52-week meal planner is the bread and butter of our business. It's our bestseller, and it's for good reason. It really does simplify the meal planning process. But the reason it's spiral bound is because when you get into that inevitable dinner rut where you're like, I don't know what's for dinner, you can go back and look at previous meal plans. Because for years, how I meal planned, maybe this is how you do it right now too, is I grab a scrap piece of paper and I'd write down our meal plan. I'd stick it up on the fridge with a magnet, and that would be my meal plan for the week. And then at the end of the week, I'd throw all that hard work into the trash. And one day I realized, like, I should be saving these meal plans. I've put all of this effort in. I should be saving these. So I grabbed myself a spiral bound notebook and away we went. And ever since then, it's made a huge difference. So first step, get yourself a spiral bound notebook. The next thing I want you to do is I want you to think of a time that it makes sense to meal plan. So for me, I meal plan on Fridays because every Friday I plan out our next week. I keep all of my long range dates in my phone. My husband and I have a shared calendar. It works 99.9% of the time. We won't talk about the missed appointment I had this weekend. But then once a week, I go ahead and just write down all of the things that we have going on for a week in a weekly paper planner. I love to be able to see a week at a glance and be able to make decisions for meals based on our schedule. And I do that on Fridays as I close out my work week. So it made sense then right after that habit that I also tacked on meal planning. This is called habit stacking. You're taking an existing habit and you're adding on a new habit. And what happens is we're more likely to do the new habit when we stick it to a habit we're already doing. So think about that. When would it make sense for you to meal plan? That's the next step in the process. I kind of talked about the third step. I want you to plan out your week. Now, if you're in a season of life where you have young kids, I was there. We ate dinner every night at 5:30. My kids were at the table. Dinner was ready. If my husband was at home at 5:30, I was calling him because we were ready to eat. And in that season of my life, my meal plan was a general guide. I would plan out 5 to 7 meals. And depending on the day and how I felt and if somebody napped or didn't nap, I would pick a meal that matched our lifestyle for that day. Now I'm in a different season of life. My kids are full with activities. We've got dance and track meets and t-ball and youth group, and our nights are pretty full. So I need to plan meals that match our schedule. And now our meal plan is more of a detailed itinerary as opposed to just a general outline. So depending on the season of life you're in, your meal plan might look a little different. But a successful meal plan is going to match your season of life and your family's needs. Bottom line, we have our spiral bound notebook. We have a time designated with like a habit you're already doing, and you've checked your schedule if that's important, because you don't want to end up at soccer practice with a crock pot of chili. That's not really helpful. And a lot of times that's where people fall off the bandwagon with meal planning and say it doesn't work because they haven't tweaked it, just that simple tweak of checking your schedule before you meal plan. The Simple Purposeful Living podcast is sponsored by the Simple Purposeful Living Shop. Our shop includes our best-selling 52-week meal planner and brain dump notepad, plus all of our other paper print products that help you simplify life on purpose. Visit the Simple Purposeful Living Shop at www.shop.simplepurposefulliving.com and use code PODCAST for 10% off your order. So now that you've figured out your schedule, you've gotten your spiral bound notebook, the next thing I want you to think about is how many meals you need to make this week. I call this the magic number. And here's why. A lot of people, when I say meal planning, they assume I've meal planned 21 meals, 7 breakfasts, 7 lunches, and 7 dinners. And I can immediately make you feel better because I don't plan 21 meals. Breakfast and lunch, I will talk about that in another podcast, but it's pretty simple. And then dinner, I don't even plan 7 nights. I used to, my magic number be 5 because we'd always eat out one night and we'd always have leftovers one night. With rising food costs, we've eliminated eating out every week. We kind of do it every other week or once a month. So some weeks my meal plan will be 6 meals that I plan for. Some weeks it'll be 5. But I always account for a leftover night. That's our Sunday night. We call it clean out the fridge night. My husband calls it garbage night. It's not my favorite term, so I wouldn't coin it. But the point is we clean out the fridge and prepare a new week full of groceries. I normally get groceries on Monday. Okay, so what's your magic number? What does your schedule look like? How many nights do you eat at home? How many nights are you going to eat leftovers? So let me give you a different example. My mom's an empty nester. My dad travels a lot. So my mom usually only meal plans 1 to 2 meals a week. Seems really simple, right? And they'll eat a meal that she meal planned. They'll eat leftovers the second night. She'll freeze the rest of those leftovers into individual containers and put them in her freezer. So then night 3, she pulls something different out of her freezer that she's previously frozen, and she repeats the cycle. Night 4, she cooks again, they eat leftovers a night, they eat something out of the freezer, and then generally they go out to eat once or twice on the weekends. So her magic number is 1 to 2 meals a week. So I want you to look at your schedule and determine how much food do you want? And if you meal plan, say, like 3 meals this week and you have way too much food, that probably means your magic number needs to decrease. If you meal plan and didn't have enough food, then most likely next week, up your magic number by 1. Now, here's where I'll tell you, if you've never meal planned before, can I tell you to start small? When we start small and find success, we are way more likely to keep up a new habit. But many of us, me included, get overzealous and excited about a new habit, and we want to do it the best that we can. We want to knock it out of the park. You're probably saying to yourself right now, yeah, Erin, I could do 3, but I could also do 7, maybe even 21. And I'd say, you're right. I don't discount that. But life happens. And what often happens then is we don't actually complete our meal plan. We think meal planning doesn't work for us. We throw it out and we never do it again. And my job and my goal is for you to be successful. So start small. Maybe if you've never meal planned before, meal plan 1 to 2 meals next week. And that would be helpful to you. So think about your magic number. Now we're actually going to start planning our meals. And this is where it gets really tricky because people will say to me all the time, okay, Erin, I don't even know what to make for dinner. So I want to talk to you about a couple of ways that I plan for meals. Number one, I ask my family. I have some serious picky eaters in my house. They keep me pretty humble. So if you ever buy our cookbook, just know that it has gone through rigorous testing by my family. But I always ask them, what do you want for dinner? And the beauty of having 6 family members, me included, is that most weeks my magic number is 6, meaning I can accommodate everybody's request, at least 1 per week. So my girls recently asked for BLTs. My son asked for shrimp. And then my other son asked for popcorn chicken. Great. 3 meal ideas right off the bat that I can incorporate into our busy week. And I didn't have to come up with all the ideas myself. And when we invite our kids into the meal planning process, they're more likely to eat the dinner because the request is going to be honored. And you're teaching them this important life skill that someday they're going to have to do on their own as well. So it's a really good idea. So ask your family what they want for supper. Check your fridge, freezer, and pantry. Oftentimes we can find meals that we have on hand that'll save money at the grocery store and that we can meal plan. Another thing is go back and look at those previous meal plans. And then the last idea is in the back of our 52-week meal planner, we have 70 meal ideas. So I often hear from people where they'll say, I got 3 to 4 ideas, but I flipped to the back of the meal planner and looked up another idea as well. So once you have your ideas, then you can plug them in to your meal plan based on your season of life. So for you, if you have young kids and it doesn't really matter what meal you make on any given night, you can just plug them in a row and then pick, you know, your own destination every night. If your schedule dictates what you cook and when you cook and how you're going to eat dinner, make sure you plan your meals that match your schedule. So again, that you're not showing up at soccer practice with a crock pot of chili. And then from there, once you've plugged in your meals and accounted for if you're going to eat out or if you're going to eat with friends or you're going to eat leftovers, then you're going to make your grocery list. And the thing I love about our meal planner is that the grocery list is right next to the meal plan. So you're just going to start plugging that in. And I like to meal plan in my kitchen so that I'm shopping my fridge, freezer, and pantry because we love to stock up, but then we don't always use the things we stock up on. So make sure you're using that. That'll save you money at the grocery store. And then it's time to decide if you're going to go grocery shopping in store. If you're going to do a pickup order, however you want to do that, grab all your groceries, get them all prepped, put them away. And then every night when it comes to dinner time, it's going to be so simple because you're going to look at your meal plan. It's going to be out on the counter so everybody can see. So nobody has to ask you what's for dinner. They'll all know. And then it'll be time to cook dinner and sit down as a family. And honestly, for me, meal planning, the reason I meal plan is because my kids are getting older. And every day I am constantly reminded that time is fleeting. And those few minutes that we can sit down together around the table, the food brings my family together, but we can connect. And that really matters so much to me. And that is why I meal plan, why I take the time at the beginning of the week, because I know why it matters and what my purpose is. So I'd ask you the same thing. Why do you meal plan? It might be different. It might be because you want to save money, or you want to eat more healthy, or you want to eat at home more, or you want to spend less time at the grocery store, or honestly, you just want to save yourself the sanity at 5 o'clock when everyone asks you what's for dinner. But I would ask you to share on social media why you meal plan and maybe one takeaway that you took away from today's podcast episode. If you found this valuable, would you share it with a friend? My goal is that this would encourage others to realize that meal planning isn't as complicated as maybe they thought so in the past. Remember, you can plan things like frozen pizza and sandwiches and hot dogs. If that matches your schedule, go for it. Nobody is getting an award for world's best, most complicated meal plan. The best meal plans are the plans that match your family's lifestyle, the season of life, and the food that your family will actually eat and enjoy at the dinner table. So I hope that you found this episode helpful. If you did, please leave a rating or review. Until next time, I hope you have a great day. Thanks for tuning in to the Simple Purposeful Living podcast. If you like this episode, it would mean so much if you'd share it with a friend or leave a quick rating and review so others can find our show. Until next time, you can find me at Simple Purposeful Living on Instagram and Facebook for some more encouragement and practical tips. You get one life, so let's enjoy it on purpose. Until next time, bye.